بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salam and salam be upon the noble prophet, his household, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We continue the points of benefit concerning Hajj and also the rulings. Tonight, inshallah, we'll talk about the following matters. Number one, the beginning of time for casting and its end. Casting begins from the time after sunrise on the 10th day for Jamrat al-Aqaba, for those who are not weak. As for the weak ones and the elderly, then they may cast Jamrat al-Aqaba before sunrise or after the middle of the night. This is the first situation with respect to the 10th day. As to the end of the time for casting, most of the scholars are on the opinion that the casting ends with sunset. Most of the scholars are with the opinion that casting ends with sunset. And that the one who did not cast may delay it to the next day. And the correct opinion is that it is permissible to cast the pebbles even after sunrise, because it is affirmed in Sahih al-Bukhari that a person said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, I casted after sunrise in al-Masa. فقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لا حرج, there is no harm. And the masa time, the term masa, could be after sunrise, after sunset. Did I say sunrise? Correct that please. That should have been sunset. The evening al-masa could be after sunset and also could be before sunset. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ar-Rum in chapter 30 verses 17 and 18, فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَعَشِيًّا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ. So glorify Allah when you come up to the evening. Come up to the evening. This evening is the beginning of the night. And when you enter the morning. And tusbihun is the beginning of the daylight. So the term tusbihun in this verse is the beginning of the day, of the night, and tusbihun is the beginning of the daylight. And at the end of the verse, And His is all praises and thanks in the heavens and the earth, and glorify Him in the afternoon. In the afternoon. Ashiyah. This Ashiyah begins after the time of Zawal, when the sun moves from its zenith, until sunset. عَشِيًّا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ. So this begins from the time of zenith, when the sun moves away from the zenith, until الغروب, until sunset. So therefore, this is the meaning of مساء. So المساء could be after sunset and could be also before sunset. The second evidence that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam timed the beginning of casting, but he did not time its end. And the third evidence is concerning the one who is legally excused. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam permitted for the week to cast at night. And so this is a matter made easy for them, and making things easy for the people nowadays is a matter needed because of the crowds. And therefore it is permissible for him to cast at night if it is difficult for him to cast during the day. And this also fulfills al-qa'id al-shari'a, the principle which we talked about in Sharia. And that is the merit pertaining to the essence of worship takes precedence over time and place of worship. In this case, if he can cast at night with tranquility and peace and contemplation, then in this case this takes precedence. So this concerns the timing of casting. After the person finishes the casting of Al-Aqaba Jamara on the day of Eid, on the 10th he leaves to slaughter. He leaves to slaughter the hadi, the sacrificial animal, the offering. And then he shaves or cuts his hair. And shaving is better, as asserted by the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, when he made dua for those who shaved. He said, Allahumma arhamil muhalliqeen, O Allah, have mercy on those who shave. They said, what about those who cut but don't shave? He said, Allahumma arham al-muhalliqeen. He repeated the same dua for those who shave. Then they said, what about those who cut? He said, wal-muqassareen, those who cut, in the third or the fourth one. Meaning after they asked him. This indicates that the shaving is better than the cutting, three or four folds in terms of reward. When the person does these things, cast the Jamrat al-Aqaba, slaughters the sacrificial animal, shaves or cuts, in this case he is released from the first, or he completes the first release from his ihram. He completes the first release from his ihram, such that everything is permissible for him except intercourse with his wife. So this is the state of التحلل الأول, the first release from إحرام. Then he goes to Mecca for Tawaf. This is on the 10th day. This is on the 10th day, which is the Eid, which is in our case like tomorrow. When he goes to Mecca to perform Tawaf al-Ifada, or the Tawaf of the visit, or known as Tawaf al-Hajj, Tawaf of the pilgrim, makes 7 circles around the Kaaba without ramal and without ittiba', without moving in fast pace in the first 3 rounds, and without ittiba', he should have his upper garment on his shoulders, on both shoulders. As we discussed these matters of ramal and ittiba' earlier. Then afterwards he makes the sa'i between as-safa and al-marwa. Then he makes the sa'i between as-safa and al-marwa. When he finishes the sa'i, then he completes his tahallul totally. Now he completes his complete release or full release from the state of ihram. Even the intercourse is not forbidden for him at this stage. Then he returns to Mina. Then he returns to Mina and prays the Dhuhr in Mina on this day of Eid. And then he prays Dhuhr in Mina on the day of Eid. He stays in Mina the night of the 11th and the night of the 12th. This is an obligation. And the night of the 13th for those who want to stay. And this is more perfect. But suppose due to crowds or any other reason which prevents him from reaching Mina, to spend the entire night in Mina, rather he misses sleeping or staying at night in Mina, he arrives late or even after Fajr because of a preventive cause, he could not reach it, then there is no expiation upon him for leaving this obligation of staying the night in Mina. Then there is no dam, there is no expiation upon him to slaughter an animal for leaving this wajib, for leaving this obligatory matter, because he is excused in this case. Now you heard Ar-Rami casting, look, on this day, this great day of the 10th, Yawm al-Eid, Ar-Rami casting the al-aqaba, the slaughter, al-hadi, offering the sacrifice of animal, and cutting or shaving, tawaf and sa'i, 5 rituals on this day. What is the ruling concerning the order between these rituals? The ulama, rahimahumullah, may Allah's mercy be upon them, disagreed concerning the ruling of ordering these matters. First opinion, some of the ulama said that the tertib, the order in doing these five matters is not a condition. So if he performs some before or after the other, then there is no harm upon him. This is the first opinion. So for example, if he performs the tawaf before casting Jamrat al-Aqaba, or the opposite, or when he goes to Mecca to perform the tawaf, he begins with the sa'i before the tawaf, then there is no harm. Their opinion is based upon the fact that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever he was asked about a delaying or performing one of these acts before the other, except that he said to the one who asked him, except that he said, if'al wala haraj, do and no harm, and no harm. And this is, alhamdulillah, from the ease which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon the ummah. The other opinion, it is not permissible to perform any of these rituals before or after its due time. Meaning, at tartib is wajib, is an obligation, according to this opinion. They said, at tartib, order is a condition. And they said that the obligations of Hajj are not lifted due to ignorance or forgetfulness. So if he performs before or after the time due, whether for excuse or ignorance or forgetfulness, then there is ransom upon him, there is fidya, but he is not sinful. This is the second opinion. The third opinion is that it is not permissible to perform before or after the due time for each ritual for the one who knows and deliberately does this. Other than that, it is permissible for the one who is ignorant or the one who forgets. The preponderating opinion in this matter is the first opinion. And the dalil, the evidence, is in the saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, if'al wala haraj, do and there is no harm, in response to those many of those who were performing the Hajj, who asked him about performing one ritual or the other before, or delay it before or after its due time. So this is the preponderating opinion. Now, what are the things to be done on the 11th day? What are the things, the rituals of Hajj, that are to be done on the 11th day? After Zawal, on this day, after the sun passes its meridian, the Hajj goes to Jamarat, to the Jamarat, for casting the Jamarat, the three ones now, before Salat al-Dhuhr. After Zawal, before Salat al-Dhuhr, he begins with the first Jamara, which is next to Al-Khayf Masjid, Masjid al-Khayf. He casts it with seven petals, making takbir with each petal. Then he moves along his right side. Then he moves along his right side and stops facing the Qibla, and makes a lengthy dua, and makes a lengthy dua. And it came in one report that this dua extends to be similar to the extent of time needed to recite Surah Al-Baqarah. So it's a lengthy dua. Then he moves to cast the middle jamara. All of these acts will be done tomorrow by the Hujjaj, inshallah. Then he moves to the middle jamara, and he does the same in terms of casting as he did with the first jamara. He inclines along his left now. He inclines along his left and moves and stops facing the Qibla, raising his hands and making dua. Then afterwards he moves to cast the last one, which is Jamaratul Aqaba, and he does not stop afterwards. And as we learned earlier, it is permissible for him to delay the time, the casting time, till after Salat al-Dhuhr in the evening or at night, as discussed earlier. This is done on the 11th day, and this is also repeated on the 12th day and on the 13th for those who stay. This is the manner of casting the petals at the three jamarat, at the three jamarat. This brings the end of today's discussion. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.